Hi, my name is Jaden Wold, and I'm starting a podcast. I've been trying to think of what I really want to do with this podcast and figure out what I'm going to be talking about. Then that's kind of my idea for this first episode. I'm going to be making two seasons and 50 episodes in total, so 25 a season. And my ideas, I think it'll kind of change as I go, and maybe I'll decide to stick with one idea more than another idea. But just talking about, I don't know, random stuff, just stuff with me. I'll have some other people come on and just tell stories, maybe just talk about whatever, ask questions, and just see where it goes, I guess. So episodes are going to be 15 to 30 minutes long per episode. I don't know, it'll depend. Maybe it'll get longer, but 15 minutes at the shortest. And I'm just going to talk about, I think this first episode is to be talking more about me and why I'm doing this, I guess. So, like I said, my name is Jaden. I'm 15 years old and live in North Idaho, Washington area. I go to a boarding school. So that's interesting. I'll be a sophomore this year, sophomore in high school. And I do volleyball, I play instruments like piano, guitar a lot. Mainly piano is like the main one. And do some video games now and then, not as much anymore. And pretty chill for the most part. I'm Seventh Day Adventist, so the boarding school that I go to is Seventh Day Adventist. And I feel like a lot of people aren't going to know what that is for the most part. But I think maybe I'll talk about religion a bit on this. I mean, I'm not an expert or anything. I'm trying to learn more, but I do like it a lot. I guess I can kind of start there. Actually, we'll get into that a little more. But so those are just kind of some of my interests. Like hanging out with people in general, just doing whatever. And yeah. So with volleyball, I've been playing since I was little. I'm not like anything crazy, but I've always liked it a lot. And I like basketball a lot too. Just never as serious with that. So I play club volleyball. I'm on a team. I'll be starting again this year. And just going into another season with the same team I've played for the last 2 years, hopefully. New coach, that'll be cool. Do like volleyball a lot. I'm trying to think of what I want to. Oh yeah, that's another thing I'll probably be talking about. Just like what I'm thinking career wise, maybe, and just I don't know. I mean, this is just like about me. I don't really want this entire podcast to be like, oh, about me. But guess that's like a place I could start because I don't know. I just change as we go. But volleyball, thinking about trying to get a scholarship for it. I have bad knees, so that's kind of terrible. Obviously not good for sports or volleyball in general when your knees aren't too good. Yeah, I've just messed them up multiple times and they don't seem to recover very well back, so it's kind of just a yeah, I'm screwed. So do like volleyball a lot, try to get a scholarship, hopefully, and we'll just see where that goes. And then I've been doing a lot of spike ball recently. I don't think that's going to go anywhere, but just something I enjoy a lot. I got a net, I like playing with buddies. I'll be getting my driver's license soon, so that'll be helpful to go not just for spike ball, but I mean just in general. Driver's license is a pretty useful thing in life. Back to the boarding school, I'll be going into my second year of that. We'll see what I'm doing my junior senior year. I don't think the boarding school is going to be optimal for me. I've been thinking career wise and what I want to do with that. Been thinking about firefighting possibly. I don't know, I'm just interested. My mom's a paramedic and it's kind of like that field. Which I want to do something that's going to help people, and I want do something. I mean, that part of that goes along with like my religion being Seventh Day Adventist. I believe in Jesus and that, and I want to do something that's going to help other people. Not necessarily like being a pastor, but I mean, I don't know. I want to stay in physical shape too, so I think that could be a good option possibly. I don't know. I'm just curious, and I kind of want to look into it more and see where that's going to go. But yeah. That's some basic things about me for the most part. I don't really know what else there is that's all that cool. I mentioned video games earlier. Played this game called Brawl Stars a lot. Been pretty good at it. I've thought about doing more stuff with that because I'm like good, but probably not. I don't know. I'm losing interest a little bit more as I'm getting older and trying to figure out what I really want to do and how I want to provide value in the world. And I think talking, I don't know. Okay, not like this is going to provide value, but I mean, this is kind of a cool little experience just talking on this and maybe get some listeners at some point and just more people can talk to, and then bring some people on it to just talk to also. I don't know. It's probably just going to be a chat. Like what's, you know, get some listeners. Trying to think what else there really is with, I don't know. I think I want to talk, mentioned earlier, I want to talk stories wise on this thing and maybe get some cool stories about literally whatever, just something exciting, funny, just hear what they have to say, and maybe get some stories of my own. This summer's been pretty cool. I guess it's, what is it, August 13th as I'm recording this, 2025. And just, I'll be starting school soon at the boarding school, which I don't know how I'm feeling going into sophomore year with that. It'll be fun, hopefully. Hopefully my classes aren't too hard, possibly. And just get that, my sophomore year out of the way. And then junior, senior year, probably won't do the boarding school anymore. There's a chance I might do some like other program. I do this extension program is what they call it. When I'm up there, so I sleep there two nights a week. I'm up there 3 days a week, and then I do online school Monday, Fridays, and I'm home on weekends. It's kind of a whack. Like, basically, I live out of a bag for a school year. So it's kind of fun. Yeah, I mean, it is fun. Otherwise, I wouldn't go back, and it's really expensive, so that's not helpful. But I enjoy the people there a lot, and it's a lot of fun. You just get to hang out. All like you go to classes, then get to come back to your dorm with somebody, and you just like not mess around, because I mean there's a lot of, it's a little bit strict in a way, but I mean really it's fun. Like do your classes, come back, just hang out in your dorm, like talk to people, get to meet new people, and yeah, I mean honestly that's just like a really cool, I mean it's a cool experience in general being at a boarding school, but it's just fun, honestly. But I don't know if we're going to do a junior, senior year because of what I'm thinking career-wise and expenses. And I can't do the extension program next year, which is the two-day thing that I said. So probably have to switch it up. I mean, I will have to switch it up. Either I can go there as a day student, or like, so I just treat it like normal school, except that's a lot of driving. And then, or I could actually live there full-time, but it's like $25,000, which is a lot of money. For a year, $25,000. So probably not. There is a five-day thing, which is less money, but still a lot. So compared to this program that I do, which is not as much, it's probably half of $25,000 to do that program, the extension. So just move on from the boarding school, I guess, just some more about me. So I mentioned earlier with music, I enjoy piano a lot. I started playing piano when I was 3 years old. And then I played up until second grade, basically second, third grade is when I stopped, because I was okay at it. Like I enjoyed it a lot and I wasn't bad. I just wasn't finding any enjoyment anymore or any fun. I didn't see a point. I don't know. It was just like I was being forced to go do my lessons. I do my lesson, then just didn't have any fun with it really. And that's where I lost interest. So we had a keyboard in our house and I just kind of forgot all the stuff I had ever learned in piano. So I just kind of gave up and I was like, I don't see any point. It's not that fun, whatever. Like, so then seventh grade came around and we had a keyboard in our house and I was like, you know what? I got to learn. This is here. This is a nice keyboard. I should do something with it. So I kind of started up on my own again. This is 3 years ago now, three or 4 years ago now. So I started playing. I was like, you know what? I'm going to dedicate all my time and everything to learning the River Flows in You song. I don't know who it's by. It's like Yurima or something like that. But it's a pretty song. And it's like, okay, I really want to learn this. So I spent 2-3 months getting that. And I got it down. It wasn't perfect, but now I got it down like pretty well. I've added my own stuff to it. So I've just been playing since then. And I've enjoyed that a lot. I just don't have like perfect pitch or anything, but I got a little bit of an ear. And so that's what I've like said. I just play by ear, but really it's just been a lot of practicing on my own. I did lessons for a month since this past 4 years. And it's like a month and I got kicked out because I couldn't really do the lessons. So it was fair enough that I got kicked out. But so I enjoy piano a lot. I also said I play guitar. That's been the last year that I started picking that up. And I've like been learning some stuff or whatever, just playing by ear. You know, The same with ukulele, like both the same. I don't know. I did the ukulele first and I was like, you know what? I'll try to learn guitar now. So I got a free guitar. It's like a cheap little fee. It's like a really small guitar. It's like 3/4 size. I don't know. But I enjoyed it a lot. Just having fun with it. And then I did singing lessons for a little bit, but I wasn't really that good. And then she kind of ended up, I don't know, I was kind of done. She ended up letting me go. So it was there. But that'd be cool if I could do something with that. But I enjoy music a lot. Been thinking if I want to try, I've like come up with my own stuff from the piano and seen if I want to post that somewhere or like on Spotify, Apple Music, something like that. Just get it out there. I've written some stuff with words where I sing, but I think I'd rather just play. Do something along the lines of just playing. And I just want to keep with music. I don't want to ever let it go like I did before when I was younger. Just give it up. I think I don't see any career-wise in it, which maybe I could be wrong. I don't know what's going to be in store with it. But I think for now, I'll just keep it up, keep practicing, keep having fun. Most importantly, I don't ever want to lose the fun aspect of it. So I think that's kind of where I'm at with music, piano, guitar, ukulele. I've done, I kind of want to learn another instrument, whether that was like woodwind or brass or something like that. Maybe like the saxophone, that'd be cool. But didn't end up happening. Maybe I could try this year because at the boarding school, they have band and choir. I've just done choir because it's a easy music credit. And I mean, it helps a little bit with my singing, which I want to get better at, but can get a free instrument basically and then play for band. So I mean, that'd be cool if I could learn something or maybe just like ask if I could borrow one and try to learn it by myself. But that'd be cool if I get another instrument. There's this little woodwind called an ocarina, which I know it from like The Legend of Zelda. It's like the Ocarina of Time, but it's a cool little woodwind, which I've messed around with a little bit. I feel like I used to know the notes on it more. I could probably just mess around with it now. Like I know how to play it. I could probably learn a song in like 10 minutes of like some little like Jingle Bells type thing. Like a really basic, easy song. I could probably learn something, but just mess around with that. I still have it. There's the harmonica too, but that doesn't really count. Just mess around with it. Like, I don't know. I like music a lot. I think it's really important. Not like everybody has, but like music is in everything. I mean, like you walk into the grocery store, you hear it. You walk in. Anywhere car rides, like almost everybody plays music in the car, maybe it's the radio, but there's a form of music, something happening. And it's just, whether you play or not, I don't feel like there's many people that don't like just music as a whole. Maybe not like piano or like guitar, country type stuff or whatever. Maybe it's more like, but there's so many different kinds of music. And I think it's just, it feels like it's a different language. You know, speaking of different languages, when it comes to music, I've never been able to read sheet music. Well, when I was younger, like when I started in preschool, I started reading sheet music and I could do it. But since then, it hasn't been something that I've been able to do. I've kind of tried to learn, haven't like dedicated to it. So I haven't spent all that much time trying to learn it. But like I've had little moments and I'm like, okay, I got to try to learn sheet music. I sit down and try to get all the notes. Like I had F-A-C-E, every good boy deserves fudge, like the different notes on the scale, like treble clef, like I don't know, all this stuff. It doesn't make sense for me to read it and play. It's just, I don't know, I'd rather just mess around by ear. Not like I'd rather, but that's what I've been able to do, just messing around by ear and still picking up on songs. Like it's like another language. I feel like it really brings people together and connects people, and I think that's kind of what I want to be about when I'm not necessarily bringing people together, but I want to provide value and helping people. And I don't know how that's going to be. Maybe I'm not even going to do anything cool like that, but I think I want to be known as someone who is loving and helpful is what I'm going for when I'm older, and just share that experience with other people and just keep messing around, having fun, doing stuff. I don't know. Not taking life too serious, even though it's pretty serious. Just having fun. I think that's what I want. Loving and having fun. That's what I'm going for. What I actually want for this podcast, I'm still trying to figure out what like each episode. I think these first two seasons, I'm not going to do this every single time. Just talk about myself. Maybe update something cool happening. Maybe I'll mention it on here. But I want to, I think, do a lot of interviewing other people. And just talking to other people on the podcast. And seeing what I want for it. I think I'd talk about, like I say random, I don't really know what that means yet necessarily. Saying I don't know, talking about something different every single time. Like, I mean, I feel like we could have part series or whatever when I'm talking about something. I feel a lot of podcasts, it's a lot of politics and a lot of crime stuff. I was just looking at popular podcasts is what people like to listen to. And I don't really want to, maybe politics, I don't know. I'm not really crazy into that. I know it's for country, but I don't know. I feel like it divides people a lot, which all things will in a way. But, and then with crime stuff, I don't know. I could tell stories. That could be fun. Just get some stories from different people, tell them on this. I don't know. I could have different sections of what I want to talk about the podcast. You could have like a updating with Jaden and then just story time with Jaden. I don't know. We'll figure it out as we go. But yeah, this is kind of idea for the first episode. Just kind of see what you're getting into. I'm going to try it. I'll get a more schedule on what I'm doing. But the idea is I'll be posting at least once a week. Probably Fridays is what I might go for. I don't know. Fridays, Sundays, maybe, probably, yeah, Fridays or Sundays, I'll try to post, or not try, I will, keep it a reoccurring thing, and see where it goes from there. Maybe, yeah, what I was saying, split up in different sections, like my personal life, what's going on, maybe make that a 15-minute episode, and then we could have interviewing someone, different sections like that, just getting stories from people, telling stories. I think that's what we're going with for the Jaden, I don't know. I don't want to call it the Jaden Wold podcast. Maybe we will. Jaden Wold podcast. I don't know. I had some ideas, but I don't know. We'll figure it out. But yeah, so this will be the first episode. I don't really know what you say at the end of a podcast. Maybe thanks for listening. But I don't. Yeah, thanks for listening. Bye. Bye.